So we landed from Israel, and we land and immediately are involved in one of the most amazing annual events. Now when December rolls around, everyone in our community worldwide knows that Amudim and the team at Charity Bids, led by Yomi Schachter, and all of us who are involved will be presenting an incredible array, hours and hours and hours of incredible information, entertainment, and inspiration. And at the same time, reminding everybody why it's so important to support the great work of Amudim. The leader of Amudim, of course, is Rabbi Tzvi Gluck, who is with us live via telephone. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome. I wouldn't say home, because it's a struggle is home, but welcome back to the United States. And before we begin, let me at least wish you a tremendous mazel tov.
Thank you so much.
To you and your mechatenister on this amazing occasion. We should continue to share in simchas with everything we do.
Thank you so much. Amen. And thank God we have had another opportunity to share many smachot. There's no feeling like being up in the air and being informed, thank God for Wi-Fi, that you have a brand new granddaughter. So Baruch Hashem, and we appreciate that very much. Well, Rabbi Tzvi Gluck, it is no secret, as I just said a moment ago, when December rolls around now, the Jewish world knows that it's going to be enthralled with incredible entertainment, incredible information, incredible inspiration in a 36-hour live stream benefit that is known as Unite to Heal. In fact, all the information, everybody, is at unitetoheal.com. Go to unitetoheal.com. And I was in Israel, and people are talking about this. So I imagine that all around the world, folks are anticipating what's going to be happening 2 days and 18 minutes from now when things kick off on Sunday morning. I'll have the privilege of helping with the kickoff on Sunday morning, everybody. And then, of course, Monday night, the major push at the end when we're going to be asking everybody to make sure if they've enjoyed any of our programming from Unite to Heal, that they go ahead and give as generously as possible and support the great work of Amudim. Why don't we start with the presentation piece, and then we'll get to why it's so important to support Amudim, Rabbi Gluck. Do you recall the early days a couple of years back when you and Yomi Schachter decided to go in this direction and provide a vast amount of live stream material for the world Jewish community and to present it in this form?
So I got to be honest, you know, the first time that we discussed it, because, you know, Nachum, as you remember, our minhag before was we had a few hours of a live feed surrounding our annual event.
Right.
But this was smack in the middle of COVID, was the first, you know, the first time that we said, we need to do something, but we all realized that it's not just about the fundraising, but people are still in their homes. We got to do something to help bring a little bit of smile and enjoyment to people. And at the same time, we wanted to find a way to bring critical information to people, information about quarantine, information about safety, information about, you know, COVID-related anxiety. And Yomi Schachter came up with this idea. I'm going to be honest. Everybody says I'm crazy. I thought he was crazy. Maybe we're both crazy. But he says, you know what? Why don't we do it all? And I'm like, no, no, no. Either we're going to do a mental health-based, you know, show, or we're going to do it. He goes, no, no, no. We'll do it all. We'll have different things, or as we say, different strokes for different folks. And I said to him, and this was, by the way, mind you, I think about 5 weeks or 4 weeks before the scheduled date. You know, let's not forget that part.
Right.
And that first year, it was incredible. We had between the mental health segments, the musical segments, the songs, the entertainment. And I got to tell you, we had close to like 600,000 views that first year.
Right.
And I will also tell you, on the, just to skip for a second, but the amount of people that called for help afterwards was also incredible, because it means that this helped bring awareness.
Yep.
So that was the first year, and we raised, you know, Baruch Hashem, the money that we needed to, and we all had a great time doing it. Comes the next year.
Yomi says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And this time, we started maybe 6 weeks before,
you know, maybe seven.
But again, it was also the same concept. I mean, we had that song from Eli Schwebel last year.
That, remarkable. I mean, just remarkable, that song.
I still listen to it for inspiration on a regular basis.
Yep.
And I have to say that there's a real thank you to, like, the people involved, you know, whether it's the producers, the singers, the participants. because Baruch Hashem, I'm really not involved. My son this morning tells me, so-and-so Kunstler is part of the United Heal on one of the... I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I should know. I'll know on Sunday. But right now, I know that I need to try to raise money. But it's done so professionally
and so well. And the truth is, it's extremely beneficial on multiple levels. It's much more cost-effective than a dinner. And it's also content for life. Last year we had just around 1 million views live during the 36 hours and 1.4 million views throughout the year. That means people came back to watch different segments, different videos, different content. So it's so beautiful how it's content for life. And there's something for everybody. Did you go through the lineup?
I was just going to say, those of you out there, unitetoheal.com, make sure to scroll down because you'll see the basic information at the top. It starts 2 days from now on Sunday morning, and we're looking forward to it. Then it goes into some of the donors that have already participated because, hey, people want to jump aboard early and be among the first donors to this campaign for Amudim. But then if you keep scrolling, you will see what's being offered. We have an amazing Holy Squares segment, the game show, right after we finish our live presentation at 10 a.m. Sunday. A Chinuch update with incredible personalities at 11 a.m. At 12 noon, you have a chance to talk sports and mental health with Tamir Goodman and the great Nick Eddie Curry. Holy Squares' second game show is at 8 o'clock Sunday night, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. Three blondes walk into a business with three of the women in our community who are well-known on social media. Behind the Bima highlights at 2 p.m. on Sunday. 3 p.m. with Hillel Fold. 4 o'clock with some of the Pillars of Chesed. At 6 o'clock, I had the opportunity to sit down. It was such an amazing schus for me to sit down with Harav Herschel Schechter Shlita. And a segment called A Layman and a Lamdan Sit Down to Shmooze was created. All of this plus so much more is going to be presented on Sunday and Monday. Elon Gold is involved. Jonathan Pollard is involved and speaks about his mission. The Walder scandal with Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz and Morty Goetz being featured. They speak about one of the most important, it may be infamous, but still one of the most important episodes in recent modern Jewish history as we raise our children. So all of this is going to be happening all day long. Make sure to scroll down at unitetoheal.com to see what's being offered. There's going to be multiple things that you're going to want to make sure to be part of on Sunday. Now Rabbi Tzvi Gluck, now the most important thing. When we wrap up Monday night, we want to be at our goal. We want everybody around the world to support the work of Amudim. Maybe there's someone listening who doesn't know what Amudim does. Could you tell us why it's so important to support the year-round 24/7 effort of Amudim?
So, I mean, the answer is support it because that's what we need to save lives. And that's really what we do. When you see some of the things that have been done, you see some of the videos of the staff speaking, of people that we've assisted, of the community leaders. What started out, literally 9 years ago as a dream and vision of destigmatizing issues of sexual abuse, mental illness, and addiction within the community has turned into, a global operation that has served over 14,000 individuals in crisis. With offices in the United States and in Israel, with people being helped all around the world. And really, what is Amudim, right? So everybody always keeps saying, is it this? I want to make a couple of things clear. Amudim is the glue. We're the quarterback. Our case managers are all mental health professionals. They're all clinicians, therapists, social workers. And their job is to take a person in crisis and their family and their loved ones. It's not just about the single person. It's about the entire circle and support network and make sure that they're getting the proper treatment, the proper care, the proper therapy, the proper, educational components of how to live with a family member that has certain, issues, whether it's addiction, whether it's someone who's unfortunately been abused. And it's so heartwarming. I just got an email last week. I have to share this, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more when I see you on Sunday, but I have to share this. Somebody writes an email, "Dear Rabbi Gluck, I would like you to forward the email below
to your amazing dedicated staff. Please take out my name because they don't all know me other than the one that's involved. 2 years ago, I called Anudim asking for money for help for a certain treatment. The case manager who answered the phone took the time to explain to me that Anudim doesn't just have like an unlimited bank account to write out checks for everything, but let me understand what's going on and see what we can do to help. Sometimes there might be other options, cheaper options, insurance can cover things. Not always when people think that we need to raise $100,000 for A, B, and C, does it need to cost that much? And the case manager took the time and not only helped me, but ended up getting me into the proper treatment program that I needed that was covered by my insurance, getting my family on board. And not only that, but there were multiple steps in the process. When I left the program, I needed to go to a, she writes halfway house, but it's not halfway house because that's the prison, but same concept, you know. And she continued to help and find additional treatment options. And I am now happy to report that I am engaged.
Wow.
My husband knows my history.
Wow.
And this is all thanks to the amazing, dedicated team that was put together. And then she signs it in. Then she writes, P.S. I really don't know how, and then she puts the case manager's name, found the time I truly felt like I was the only person she was dealing with.
Yeah.
You know,
do you I was going to ask, do you remember the night that, this is years ago, when we did the live stream from, we had a dinner. It was like a unique Brooklyn studio. There was a dinner there. It was a whole nice setup. And we had, you know, a live stream going on. One of the people, basically, one of the women came over on the air to be featured and basically said, I would not be here if not for Anudim. That literally, you saved a life. But I guess it doesn't surprise you at this point because thank God you've had the opportunity to do this so many times.
I mean, we do a Shabbos of inspiration just for our staff. You know, we have all the staff together.
Right.
And in this past year, you know, we depending on, I mean, the staff is growing and the families are growing. So we needed a bigger venue than we've used in the past. So we had a hotel that there were also some other guests there.
Right.
You know, not in our ballrooms. Much of Shabbos, we're about to start our, you know, I guess the enjoyable evening. You know, Shabbos right. came to an end. And a woman walks up to the podium, not from our group, and says, would you mind if I share something with all of your staff for a moment?
And I was
put on the spot in a way where, like, the board members are there, the staff is there, their staff is, like, what's the right answer here? Like, do I know that some, you know what? God put a good thought in my head. I said, sure, absolutely, go ahead. And this person started sharing her own story. I couldn't have scripted it if I tried.
Yeah.
And everybody there was on the floor. Like, she happens to be there for Shabbos. You know, the skeptics would say, oh, you set it up that they should be there. You know, listen, people will say whatever they want. But for us, it was such a chizuk. People always say,
you know, it's not really me. It's the staff. I have to say this. You know, people don't realize that. I mean, I get to look good, you know, and it's unfortunate that my staff don't get the proper credit that they really deserve. But, you know, we don't always get to hear the good side of things. And people often ask, how does the staff come in and day out, dealing with people's problems? And I said, you know what? Very often, people that we help, when we're finished, they would like to forget that we existed. Emotionally, they want to disconnect, which we understand. It makes perfect sense. But the few that actually come back and hear the positive, and we see the wins, it's such a level of physics for the staff to keep them going that there's really no words.
Yeah,
so right. I have to say this. Not only do we need the money to keep doing what we're doing, but I also have to say that when we raise this money, it's a testament to all of those that are struggling to show them, wow, the people care. You know, we're so filled in this world of hate and anti-Semitism and looking at negativity, and people are always looking to be negative about everything. But when those that were abused, those that were hurt, those that are struggling, you know, with issues of addiction, with issues of relating to mental health, when they see how many people are watching a live stream to benefit this cause, they see people coming and giving money, every dollar counts,
It's also a tremendous visit to show, listen, the community peers, we're here.
No question about it.
Do we still need to do more? Of course, but we're here.
No question about it. All right, Gluck, I wish we weren't grabbed by the clock because, frankly, I could do this with you all day. There's so many important things to talk about, and Amudim is right at the top of the list, everybody. Rabbi Gluck, Yummy Schachter, Amudim, Charity Bids, Nachum Segal Network, all of us invite you to participate in Unite to Heal. UniteToHeal.com is the website. Go check out what you're going to be enjoying and learning from on Sunday and Monday. Scroll down. Make sure to scroll down so you see all the personalities involved and all the programming that's going to be available starting early Sunday morning when we kick things off. And most importantly, make this as successful a campaign as ever for Amudim. They are literally saving lives. You know how Rabbi Gluck's able to continue when he goes through so many tragic end-of-life events, unfortunately, because of all these episodes that he was just talking about, the incredible and amazing life-saving events that he and his staff get to participate in on a regular basis. Keep Amudim going. Go now to UniteToHeal.com, UniteToHeal.com. Rabbi Tzvi Gluck, looking forward to seeing you on Sunday and kicking things off and wishing you the best of luck with the campaign.
Have a great Shabbos. Thank you, and Hatzlacha. Mazel tov again.
Thank you so much. There he is. Join us Sunday and Monday, everybody. UniteToHeal.com. JM in the AM.